Hey, welcome everybody to Finance Committee of the Whole, meeting number one for 2023, February 7th, 2023. We have had three interpreters tonight, Abe, Jeannie, and Letia, and I'll seek a motion to adopt the agenda. Mayor Awa moves, Councillor Amarapala seconds. Any comments, questions to the agenda? None. Call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. One main item on the agenda under new business, Finance Department Collections Update, and Acting CAO Rod Mugford will present.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I made note that during the September 13, 2023 City Council meeting number three, Council had passed a motion 22318 directing staff to bring a debt collection plan to the next Finance Committee of the Whole meeting for discussion. After some review, it was noted to date that there is yet to be an update provided in relation to the debt collection plan. I would like to update committee advising that I began drafting a debt collection plan to bring back to committee for review. However, the plan is still in the review stages. I can advise that the plan consists of the following that will be a part of that review by committee. The collecting all pertinent customer information, addressing issues pertaining to general delivery, as many times the city receives return to sender on accounts, as well as a draft debt collection bylaw. The bylaw will identify within the general provisions as follows: confirm processing of all invoices, as well as ensuring invoices have been sent to the client, adhering with standard governing finance and accounting principles and practices. Sending up-to-date statements of accounts to all account holders. Ensuring invoicing is completed and sent to the account holders on or before the 15th day of each billing cycle. Establishment of a policy or procedure for invoices past due. And finally, establishment of a collection process.
Thank you, Rod. Are there any questions before I go? Councillor Nuttall, please go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening. Those that have debt from a long time ago, those that have a debt, they used to be removed from council. In the past, but it seemed the hardest ones that had old debts and trying to invoice them, and they didn't. What I saw that in the early days that we never actively tried to collect the debt, and whether the interest large on some of them. I think I'm the last one that have debt that we would deal with them in camera. I don't know how the process is now. And before I was elected, I was asked to assist and be on the debt collection committee. Funding started coming in. Now I noticed from 2001, reading the different debt in the accounts and those that have debt, I am not happy to see that. In the 34 years, when I started, we had a Qabdunak mayor that drove us into debt, and it wasn't a city, it was a town. We were closed down, and in 2001, a new mayor, the debt also increased. That is regrettable. When we see people that owe debts, the payments that are late, from what I see, although I'm not working now, I wanted to mention this, Mr. Chairman, on this subject, and we are doing it over again. Perhaps we'll get more clarity how we would collect the debt. That's what I wanted to say. I do not like dealing with debt. Even our HDO is in debt, which is not good to see. Thank you. We are the Finance Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Nettock. I'm sure when the policy comes forward, we can have a much deeper discussion on the specifics of what's going to be in there. See what we can come up with. Any other questions from the floor? Seeing none, I just have a couple. Sorry, talk directly at the microphone. I'd like to see this form part of a more holistic debt collection strategy from the city that also encompasses property taxes and a policy on potentially more forceful action on collecting property tax arrears. Rolling outstanding municipal billing into property tax accounts. I know we've spoken about that in the past. I don't know if we have a determination back or not on the ability that we have to roll municipal debt into tax accounts. And as well as taking action on the longstanding derelict and abandoned buildings that are still accruing property tax as well. So instead of just focusing on a policy that works to collect outstanding water bills and sewage bills, I'd like it to form part of an all-encompassing plan to collect what is owed to the city. Come up with ways to mitigate the impact for residents and we've used payment plans in the past and found ways to accommodate repayment. But there's never been a hard stop to that. A lot of these accounts are on what do we call the bank never, never plans, where it's just going to be borrowed forever and never repaid. So I just, instead of just collecting water bills, let's make it something a little bit more all encompassing and get a strategy to kind of recover some of the significant amounts that are owed to the city, because it's a very, very large balance at this point in time. Mayor Awa, go ahead.
We're going to make sure we'll talk. Thank you, Chair. You just reminded me, and I want to comment on that. It's kind of relevant to this, and at the same time, not related to it. When I first started as a member of the council, we discussed debts, perhaps this policy or the regulation, perhaps make changes to it and amend it regarding the interest rate. For example, I forget the term in English, the interest on top of the interest.
Compound interest. May I also switch to English? I believe that I mentioned it to remove the compound interest to the just the interest on those areas. On the property tax.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know it's definitely a discussion we've had in the past and one that we'll need to consider when the policy comes forward to determine what that, you know, what an adequate penalty for late payment is. And I'm sure that'll be included. Recommendations will be made that we can debate and decide upon as council when the policy comes forward. Definitely needs to be included in there. Any other questions on this topic for now? Councillor Amarapala, go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, essentially, based on the property tax areas that we have, is there going to be implemented into the policy for people who have, like, over a certain amount owing some sort of break? Like, I'm all for the city getting the money that is owed to us, but it comes to a point where some people can't pay that amount of money. So is there going to be some sort of implementation to, like, help them to alleviate their debt within, like, their lifetime? Or is it just going to be an ongoing debt for within the family? That's just what I wanted to know.
Thanks. So the property taxes are governed by Nunavut's Property Taxation Act. We're not allowed to forgive property taxes. Very historic ones have been brought forward. We have to make an application to the government of Nunavut, and then it goes to the Finance Management Board to seek their approval to forgive any property taxes. Where we've failed in the past is by allowing accounts to get that far and not putting measures in place to recoup late payments before they balloon into a situation that we see each year on our accounts receivable listing, basically, for taxes. So there's no way the city itself can forgive old debt when it comes to taxes in particular without making an application to the government of Nunavut. So it's a little bit more complicated than just making a policy internally here. It has been done with some very old historic accounts where they exceeded the value of the property when it was actually finally sold. So it has been done in the past, but our hands are somewhat tied when it comes to just writing off the amount owed. Like Mayor Awa brought up, one of the tools we do have is adjusting that interest rate and how we apply interest to these accounts. You know, we don't want to make it free to not pay. There has to be some mechanism to encourage repayment when accounts go in arrears. So there are some tools there we can do to encourage repayment and to alleviate the long-term burden when it does happen, possibly, which I'm sure we'll take a look at in the policy when it comes forward. Does that help? Good. Any other questions on this topic? Realizing we're going to dig into this possibly at the next finance cow or the one after with a more fulsome policy. Councillor Nutt, go ahead.
Thank you. This is a combined question or comment at the same time. For those that have businesses or have property, have bills to pay, Perhaps city can try and consider that we can take that property if they don't pay their arrears. Perhaps this can be integrated into the policy in the future. I wanted to mention that. But I have never seen this practiced before, but I am mentioning it. We have never collected anybody's property before in place of arrears. Perhaps later, or maybe we have to start consider using this means of action. It's part of a, it's a question or a comment. I don't know if you understand me.
Thank you, Councillor Nathat. You know, historically, the city has not repossessed properties, taken properties back due to non-payment of taxes. A lot of municipalities do. The city of Yellowknife, if you miss one property tax payment, they start the process to seize your house. If you're 1 year behind, they'll start the process right away. We're allowed to do that. We can. The city just has chosen to not repossess houses in the past. We have the option to go to court and start a process of repossession on any property in town that has tax arrears owing. But that's a big decision and be a big change in the way the city operates. It's something that might need to be considered given what's outstanding and the housing issues that we do face. It's a complicated subject. There's no question. But we're allowed. We can do it if we decide, if this council decides to do it, we could start that process on anybody that owes us property tax tomorrow. Mayor Awa, go ahead.
We're going to make sure that Simon and I are going to come up with a
in the past. That person was able to pay what they owe, so we didn't seize their property.
Any more questions, comments? Seeing none for now. Look forward to seeing that policy when it comes forward, digging into it deeper. We will move on to item 6, which is an in-camera session. And I'll seek a motion to go in camera. Councillor Stevenson moves. Councillor Amarapala seconds. Any comments, questions? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Councillor Smith, thank you. Unanimous. Take a 2-minute break. Say goodbye to Councillor Smith, who can't attend electronically. And we'll move in camera in a couple of minutes. Moves. Councillor Amarapala seconds. Likely no questions on that. Call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. All right, back in regular session, and I'll seek a motion to adjourn. Councillor Stevenson moves. Councillor Amarapala seconds. No comments or questions. I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.